Why, hi there. How's it going? What's happening, Dan?
Hello.
You know me?
Hey there.
I'm Jay, and you know what we're doing?
I'm Dan.
We're about to do some happy hours here on Exotica TV. Thought I'd try like a different intro from there, but I just realized that I almost hung myself with my headphone mic or with my headphone cord. So, we're starting We're starting this thing off well. So, happy Friday, Danny boy. I hope you have a spectacularly fancy umbrella drink. What do you got going on?
Well, I ran out of mixers.
Okay.
I didn't want to drink straight alcohol again because I just, as you know, took an edible right before the show.
Right.
First for happy hour-ish. I haven't done edibles yet on the show.
It's ought to be good.
And it's a new brand of edible I got from the dispensary here. So I just
You're saying it's an untested edible.
It's an untested. Yes. I don't know when it's going to hit me. But that between the pens, so I didn't want to go with the straight whiskey tonight. So I had some vodka and I had some iced green tea.
So that's not what you should
do. That.
That's horrible.
It's really not terrible.
How do you feel ending your Friday with a drink that you would describe as not terrible?
But you know me, dude. I'm not picky when it comes to that kind of thing.
You know what I have? I have a
beer.
I have a giant cooler next to me. We do these things on the roof on the weekends, and we end up having a cooler up here. So literally for the last like 2 weeks, I've had a cooler with beers on ice sitting next to my desk like 5 feet away.
Well, I would like to say
I'm an alcoholic. Shana Tova, send help.
Shana Tova, which is Happy New Year. It's Hebrew.
You know what? Today
is Rosh Hashanah at sundown today.
It's not just any Friday. And we're a few days late on this, but
Rosh Hashanah.
Before Dan reads it and sees it, I also want this to be the 4-year anniversary of Dan quitting smoking cigarettes. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. That's like. That's an impressive feat, buddy boy. I'm impressed.
And I also saw the feed when we went to the Phillies game with you. That was good. That's why I like Facebook. My kid calls me a boomer because I use Facebook.
Right.
But Facebook at least saves your memories and it's cool. Always look at it. It's also depressing in the COVID when see all the places that we're not right now.
That's the only thing I like about it are the memories. That's just other than that, like, I've lost more respect for people on Facebook in the last few years of my life that I don't really want to go back to it. It's I would miss the
snooze function. Snooze for 30 days.
Yeah, but 30 days is like not long enough. I mean, you can block people and hide them and whatever, but I just hate the fact that you learn things about people that you otherwise would not, and you wildly disagree with them, so it's, I don't know. It's kind of just, it is what it is, I guess. So,
and you know what? And do you know today is National Cheeseburger Day?
It is.
Yes. So, I didn't know that until Kathy sent me a text wishing me a happy cheeseburger day.
Oh.
I can't celebrate because I've eaten cheeseburgers the last 2 days because it was just the easiest thing to cook.
I quit smoking cigarettes, but I started eating more cheeseburgers.
I know. And you know what's amazing? You know about this whole like Travis Scott fucking meal thing at McDonald's. Have you heard about this shit?
I saw like a brand with, was it like Chinatown Market or Bape or somebody has like, a whole McDonald's like Travis Scott like thing.
Yeah, but Travis Scott has they did a drop at McDonald's. So, that's officially jumped a shark now.
Oh, it's true.
Of a Travis Scott meal. And on this meal, it's just like, it's a Sprite, French fries with barbecue sauce. And it's a quarter pounder with onions, bacon, mustard, and ketchup.
And people showed up and waited outside.
Dude, and some places, McDonald's are selling out of hamburgers because of this fucking guy who I don't even really know who the fuck he is.
No, he's a hip hop dude. I mean, he's like,
again, he's like one of these people, like
demand, man,
Social media has ruined this world.
You know what?
The Kardashians.
We're going to talk about both those topics later, Dan, because we have a new news segment coming up. So the segue of that is, speaking of clothing and whatever, I would ask you what you've been up to for the week, Dan, and we've kind of let the cat out of the bag here, but we're obviously working on this new thing called Mr. Zilla, right? He actually, now that I put him up on the screen, he kind of looks like you. little more.
So does that mean I have to dye my beard so I look more like Mr. Zilla?
You know what? You could be our mascot. So we're doing the Rogaine. We're launching this new brand October 1st, MrZilla.com, at Mr. Zilla and all the social media stuff. It's kind of from the creators of Exotica. We're looking to kind of start something different. You know, we have a little bit of time. Don't know when we're going to get back to the show. We have a lot of friends and relationships within the industry. And
so well my face. I want to see if I really do look like him.
Here we go. Wait a second.
I'm watching the feed on Periscope.
There you go, Dan.
Hey, hold on. There's like a 10-second delay. So I mean, I'm watching on Periscope, so I can't really see it until.
There you go. I mean, we should just do the rest of the show like
yet.
This.
I don't see it yet.
See?
Nope, don't see it yet.
Well, you're too far behind us.
It's like 10 or 20 seconds usually.
I guess
There I am.
There you go.
Up, there I am.
Which, by the way, what?
I'm Mr. Zilla Dan.
Is better than, wait, here we go. How about this one? You know what? I'm not going to wait another 20 minutes. This was the other one that I like to do. You'll see it pop up. So
you don't see my big ugly head in there now. So
no. So we're good. But anyways, check out if you go to any of the social media, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mr. Zilla, like us, please. We like likes. It's kind of weird to go from, you know, a million people on Exotica's Twitter to like 3 on Mr. Zilla. But you know, check it out. You can sign up on the website, MrZilla.com. And that's about it. So we're going to be inundating way more.
At
so.
MrZilla.com.
So,
it sounded like my pillow.
So, you know, that's all I got, Dan. And from here, I think like nobody really wants to listen to us anyways. So
they came here to see adult stars.
Yay.
And we have adult star right now.
You know what? Stars better than no star. And then we'll work our way into stars, plural.
I'm still waiting for the day that we actually have to do this show because somebody knows shows. But I don't know. I mean, look, I'm going to introduce her. She's got tattoos. She's got dark hair. You got to guess which one is here and which one isn't. She's got lots of tattoos. I mean, she's just making a name for herself all over doing, you know, she started out doing mainstream porn. Now she's doing indie porn and crushing it. I don't want to bring her. I think she's ready. Are you ready?
She's ready. Yeah. Oh, she looks ready.
Let's welcome Sheena Rose to the Happy Hour on Exotica TV. What's up, Sheena?
Hi. I'm waiting for Madison.
I know.
You guys, I have a spot right here for her.
All warmed up.
We can make pretend she's there.
Hey, you know what? I guess it'll.
Do you notice anything different?
It's just going to have to be the Sheena show for now, which is fine by us.
Got to think of something fun to do. But I mean, it was cool because I know, you know, look, I mean, she.
When she comes in, just be like, you know what? We just wrapped up. Sorry. I don't know. It was actually a lot quicker than we thought it was going to be.
Makeup done for nothing. Nothing. How long does it take you guys to do your makeup, like typically, for like something like this? I want people to appreciate the effort that goes into this.
So for me, can you hear me?
Yeah,
perfectly.
Okay, loud and clear.
All right, cool. So for me, I did my makeup really fast. Like, honestly, I was running really late today, and I started doing
makeup here.
At 1:35, and I got done by 1:50.
Oh, wow.
I can do my makeup super quick. I mean, this isn't like full glam or anything, but I can just like throw something on super fast.
Good for you. Dan, how long does it take for you to do your makeup?
I didn't go full glam either today.
Okay.
By makeup, I actually did shave today, unlike some people. And was pretty much it. So I think I got everything done in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's how guys. Yeah, I mean, but you know, we're guys. That's how it works. You wash your balls, you wash your ass, brush your teeth, make sure your armpits don't stink, and you just roll into life.
Last, right?
What's that?
You wash your ass last, right?
I wash my ass like multiple times, actually. Like, it's kind of like I feel like guys, like, it's not like we like wash our like legs and feet and like, you know, back and whatever. It's like all that other stuff just kind of runs around. You get your armpits, ball area, you know, you make sure the junk is clean. You get around the back and you shower, then you make sure you swipe everything else off one more time and you go for it.
You got to wash your dick.
Well, no, I mean, not just balls, but I'm like the groinal area. Groinal.
Your taint?
Groinal.
How does it, Sheena, is showering like a chore for you or is it fun?
Oh, no. If I got to do everything, it's a fucking chore. If I'm going in and I got to wash my hair and I got to shave every body part, I got to and wash my body and my face and moisturize afterwards, it is like, it's a whole process. That's why
I don't really doing a scene,
unless I have to.
And if you're doing a scene, it's even worse.
That's how you have to definitely like extra go in there. And I mean, I go hard in the shower anyway, like with the washing.
I do too, every single morning.
I'm like, ugh, like really scrubby.
That's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah. after cam every night, I cam Monday through Friday, and every single time after I shower because I have, like, lube on my pussy and all types of dirty, dirty things that have happened spit all over me. So, yeah, I, like, go. That's, like, an easy shower, though. I just go in, wash my body, and then I'm out.
So I have questions. I think Jay does, too, now.
Yeah, no, totally.
All right, so first question is, who do you cam with? Let's get a shameless plug in there.
I cam with Streammate.
Okay. Yeah.
We love Streammate. Actually, it was Christoph's birthday the other day, so happy birthday, Christoph.
Oh my gosh, happy birthday, Christoph. I did not know that, and I wish I would have told him happy birthday.
We'll cover it for you.
Hero to me, so tell him happy birthday.
All right. Here, wait, we'll do it, and Jay will grab a clip. Ready? Go ahead, Chris. Tell Christoph happy birthday. Happy birthday, Christoph.
Happy birthday, Christoph.
There you go.
All right. All right, so second question is... I forgot what the second question was. Go ahead, Jay. You go for your question.
So, what I want to know, like, you know, you've done a bunch of stuff in adult. You do a bunch of webcam stuff. Like, what's your typical day look like? You know, what is your and obviously quarantine's like, you know, changed that probably, I'm sure. But like, you know, today, what did you do? Did you get up? Did you do cam? Do you have shoots? Like, what's your kind of MO?
Well, yeah, like on Monday through Friday, I don't like to schedule like any type of leave my house type of work, like a shoot or a content shoot or anything like that. I like to stay at home and do like busy work on the computer, like edit videos and like pre-upload videos to clip sites and like just, you know, write out things and just do a lot of computer work. And then when I get ready for a webcam at 7:30 at night, and then I log on at 8, and then I get off at midnight. And then when I get off, I shower, and then I eat, I smoke a blunt, I watch a movie, and I go to bed, and I do it all over. But on the weekend,
I'm gonna guess it's smoke another blunt.
Yeah.
Well, like, there's no way you make it through 4 hours of camming without smoking at least.
No, I do. Like, I'll smoke a blunt before, and then I'll just, when I get on, I take like a third of a 5-hour energy shot, and it just kind of gets me through the night.
A third. Yeah. She's got it like calculated out. I can just see her like, okay, here we go.
No,
we're...
not like that, but kind
of. But kind of, yeah.
But like, yeah, so I just 4 hours, I cam 20 hours a week. And actually it has been so excruciatingly slow the past like 3-4 weeks for me. It's been killing me. So next week I'm going to switch up my schedule and I'm going to try working in the mornings and see if the morning like does better justice for me.
Okay. So what brought you to like that 7 or 8 o'clock to midnight hour? Is that just kind of like, do you like the routine of it?
Well, kind of, yeah, because I like to stay up late anyway, but it was mainly because that was just like every time when I started camming, I was like trying different times. And then like that was just like the peak time where there was the most people on and the people going to bed and their families are asleep. And, you know, they're just like, they just want to wank it before they go to bed. So
I'm more of a wake up guy, but I totally understand.
Dude, that's why I'm going to try the mornings, you know, like. To wake up 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. ready to fucking like
get like the breakfast club, like do a cam show in the morning too.
Well, which then leads me to ask, so with I know, or at least I've heard,
I remembered my other question, by the way.
I can't say that I've like, I know how cams work or whatever, but like you can probably getting up in the morning, you would hit somewhere else in the world differently than what, say, the nighttime is and whatever. Do you, and you can block certain areas of certain places. Do you have any, like when you go on cam, do you block any of those areas? Like where you're just, you let it fly?
I'm super open. Like, okay. I don't hide this from absolutely anybody. Like,
have you been to a high school reunion yet?
No, dude. You want to know something? What's okay, that? So here, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
My 10-year high school reunion is this year or whatever, and I don't know. And people I know were added to, like, this Facebook group, right. Even people who, like, didn't graduate from that high school.
Okay.
And I didn't graduate from that high school either, but I went there for my first 3 years, and I should have been in that Facebook group, but, like, no one put me in it. And I, to this day, I'm wondering, like, what, yeah. Like, no one wants to put me in this high school reunion Facebook group.
You know what? It's a question I wanted to ask for a long time since we've been doing Exotica TV. Like, you should go back to your, like, how would you envision that going down? Do people, obviously, like, if you're not blocking any areas.
Did you go to a small high school? Like, was it a small town?
Yeah, totally. Like, I grew up in the high desert in California, like, Victorville, Apple Valley area. And so it is, but, like, there's pretty much almost everyone I went to school with. I would be so surprised if someone didn't know that I was an adult, because, like, I still have, like, a vanilla Facebook, and there's so many people that I'm still friends.
And do you
with
post about, like, stuff like going to a shoot or
like, for sure. And I was open about it, like, the moment I got into porn. I put it on Facebook, like, hey guys, I'm doing porn now. Look me up on Pornhub. I never changed my name. My name is Sheena Rose, so my name had always been my name.
That's
and so
interesting.
Yeah, and because I cam on StreamMate, I'm the models that are on Pornhub, and so, like, people are on Pornhub all the fucking time, and I get people in my chat room that are, like, I went to high school with you, and, like, some people will be like, hey, do you remember, like, this, and this, and it's, like, so they, I don't, like, I pretty much almost everyone I went to high school
Believe with. It or not, Jay Handy is his real name. He actually used to go by the name Fluffy Comes a Lot.
Yeah, no, that was my stage name. It's true.
Is that a true story?
Yeah, no, not at all. Well, the Jay Handy being my real name, yes, it is.
So the good news is,
meant for the adult industry.
No, you know, I always tell the story, like, when Exotica first started, we had three guys that were kind of, you know, doing a lot of stuff with it. It was Ben LaJoy, Woody Graber, whatever, however you pronounced it, and Jay Handy, and all three of them, they were all real names. So
Madison's here.
Yeah. Should I go grab
her? Well, it's been fun. It's time to wrap up. You know what? Go ahead and give us your social media. And
see ya.
Hey, one of our regulars, Blue, said, the Breakfast Club is alive and well, AM Nutbusters. So, and shout out to our buddy, Mr. Beach over there.
Yep.
He's
Mr.
here.
Beach.
Blue said somebody got a haircut too. Thumbs up. I don't know which one. I didn't get a haircut. Did you get a haircut, Jay?
Not recently.
I just look balder than I usually do.
Yeah, no. I shaved my head during quarantine, and then found out, like,
I'm about to come down right now. Hold on.
There she goes. And then found out, like, I'm gonna go back to the host split, but we're gonna hear the cheer.
The news on the Jersey show, John Beach, I believe is his name, his brother's Jim.
Yes.
But Jersey, unfortunately, we announced last week it is postponed.
So
right now we have our October dates for 2021 normally, or November. Actually, it's in October again next year. But we're trying to get dates in the earlier part of the year and do two Jersey shows. So stay tuned for that if that happens.
We
so,
want Jersey to be our first show back.
And our last show of 2021. We want to fucking crush it. So
that's
anyway,
the plan.
That's it.
I got a boner for Jersey.
Mr. Blue and Mr. Beach, like, let me know in chat where you guys, like, what shows do you guys usually go to? I assume Jersey and where else? We're going to hook you guys up with tickets the next show.
He's a little drunk. Make sure that you get a guest pass, too.
I don't know.
Here we go. We're going back, baby.
There they are. So, everybody, this is Madison Morgan.
Hey, Madison Morgan. I'm Jay. Like, nice to meet you.
I will introduce you like your social media does. She's basically a fire truck with a large gluteus maximus, sometimes referred to as a Nicolas Cage of cam.
So, dude, the greatest opening line of any bio that I've read in adult in my 15 years. Like, that one took the kick. Right.
So Madison,
I was like, I'm intrigued.
Explain the Nicolas Cage shit.
Pardon?
Explain the Nicolas Cage part of that.
Oh, but why couldn't I be the Nicolas Cage of cam? Why not?
Because you can be.
Why? I'm just asking, like, what is the correlation there?
But does there have to be one?
No, not really. That's okay. Even it's like, did you just like spin a wheel and pick a random celebrity?
Actually, you know, so the bio, I really wish I could take credit for being that witty, but I can't. My friend Charlie, he does funny shit on the internet all the time. And I was like, you should write something really stupid on my bio. And he's like, cool, but you have to promise to keep it up. So I was like, okay, great. And he's a Nicolas Cage.
Tell Charlie that he is worth his weight in gold, because that's an incredible, yeah, that's an incredible bio intro for sure. And we've seen a bunch of them over the last 6 months.
So welcome to the Happy Hours. I'm Dan. That's Jay. And to your left is Sheena.
No way.
Oh, hey, God. Sheena. Listen, she carried this. She carried this whole thing right up until now. So, you know,
four friends she has in her life.
Yes, BFFs.
She's a good friend to have. Look at her carrying everything.
Rental BFFs.
That's what I do.
What a doll.
So you guys are both in Vegas. Do you guys shoot together? Do you camp together a lot?
Yeah, I'm more than I've ever camped with anyone else. That's right. So, but like we shoot kind of often too. Like, we just haven't this year because of everything that's gone on and stuff. But like last year and the year before, we've done a lot of stuff together.
Yeah.
So who stays at whose house the most?
I come to her. She doesn't drive. She's lazy.
Yeah, I like to be. I mean, I do need to go to your house because you moved, and I need to see a new house.
Do you not drive, or do you like just not like to drive?
She has Vegas disease where she thinks everything is far.
Okay.
I do live far, but now she lives closer to me. She did live really far, though. Like, when we were shooting, you did live hella far.
It's not L.A. far. I compare everything to L.A. or New York far.
Well,
and nothing's far in comparison to those places.
Nothing. New York's not far. Where are you from originally, Madison?
I'm to come shoot with you.
Madison, where are you from originally?
Los Angeles.
So you're from L.A. See, L.A., nothing's really far. There's just traffic.
Yeah, that's 6 miles takes you like an hour and 40 minutes.
That's like New York. Like New York, I'm in New Jersey, right? And I'm about
you feel the pain.
6 miles from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So but it can take me like 45 minutes to get there, or an hour to get there sometimes. Yeah, depending on traffic, and then depending on where in the city you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then it's a whole nother fucking shit show.
It sounds like it.
But
rides are painful.
Oh yeah.
Sheena's lazy. Sheena was gonna try and Postmates fucking champagne before, so
should have called Madison on the way.
For us, because it's happy hour and they said like, oh, have a drink, and I was like already smoking the blunt, and I finished the blunt before we started.
Time to start another blunt.
I should have like Postmated champagne. Ooh. And then I just forgot I said that.
That's really bougie. I like that.
Yeah.
Bougie.
Drink with our pinkies up.
One time,
Nicolas Cage would do
the Six Flags like scary thing that was last year. You know how like they have the scary things at the amusement park? I was going there and I dropped my dog off at doggy daycare, and I'm so stupid, I forgot her dinner. So on my way to the Six Flags, I Postmated my dog her dinner, which was from PetSmart. And while she was at doggy daycare. She needed it. She really needed it. Okay. She forgot. I was leaving her for the night when she needed her dinner.
And they say humans aren't advanced.
No, seriously. I thought
that was a cat I saw before. That was a dog?
No, that was a cat that you saw.
Okay. Because I'm like, I'm, you I don't saw think a cat? I'm that high yet.
You saw a dog? Wait, what'd you say?
Well, she said a dog, and I saw a cat before. It was like a hairless cat.
Yeah, you did see a cat. His name is Ramses, but... I also have a dog.
All right, so now everybody out there, her password is Ramses69.
Mm-hmm. Would you mind telling us your mother's maiden name?
Yes. And
yeah. I really.
What was your maternal grandfather's first name?
I'm very interested in getting to know you.
What's your first pet's name?
I hate those questions for those people.
What's the worst question that you get? There's a great question. What do you guys do, like, all kinds of, like, listen, let's just say that, like, adult media is sometimes a little bit, like, you know, not that hard-hitting. So what's the question that literally makes you, like, shiver and just be like, oh, fucking, of course you're going to ask me this question?
Go first. Okay. It doesn't make me die inside, but I do get annoyed by it. Like, what will your kids think if you have them?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would hope
my children... Wait, what was the question? What would your kids think?
Yeah, that's such a common question. Huh? I'm like, first of all, I don't know if I want to have kids. Second of all, it'll probably, I would guess, like, I don't know what their understanding of it will be like, but they're probably always going to have some sort of idea what it is.
But I also would imagine my kids aren't going to look up my porn.
I actually had the question posed to me, like, how would you feel about your daughter, like, getting an adult and blah, blah, blah. And I got there's no right answer to that. Period.
No, there's like, not.
There isn't. And I said something along the lines of, like, you know what? Honestly, I would just hope that I could raise her to 18 and she could make her right decisions and like what works for her and whatever. And they were like, oh, so people that do adult are making a bad decision. And I'm like, no, that's not what I'm trying to say. Like you don't win that argument.
Ever. As a dad, no, because if you're like, oh yeah, I would support that. They're like, you're such a piece of shit. I would say no. They're like, well, you don't support your own community. So you're damned if you do or don't.
Okay.
So here's the interesting thing from my end is like,
yeah.
So I have a 15-year-old daughter and I have an 18-year-old son. And for years, I live in a small town in New Jersey. For people that didn't know what I do, there's people that do know, but I don't flaunt it around my kids. It's not like there's Exotica shit hanging up all over, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing a show, you know, in my basement. Yeah, you know, my son's at work, my daughter's at her friends. Yeah, that kind of, I make sure they're not around when I'm doing stuff anyway. So, yeah, my girlfriend would say, you know, or other people would say, like, oh, you know, what is she going to think, you know, when she finds out what you do? Because I was an adult magazine editor for years and doing the shows and everything. So finally, you know, my son said something to me one time, like the kids at school, hey, could your dad get me a job, you know?
Oh.
And he's there, you know, like, you know, kind of thing. And he's just like, huh? And then, you know, he Googled, he found like one of my business cards and Googled. And, you know, that's a whole rabbit hole there. But, you know, when he found, he was like 16 when he found out. But he kept it quiet from his sister. Then, so just during the COVID thing, because, you know, she's doing remote learning. I don't know what she's hearing in the house when I'm on the phone, you know, with calls for work and everything. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm just like, you know, hey, you know, what do you, you know, do you know what I do? And she's just there like, yeah.
Sure, straight up, like, do you know?
And she's there, yeah, you know, you do adult conventions. And I'm like, well, how do you know this? She's there, well, and she was there like, I was with, you know, my mother, my ex-wife, and, you know, getting a pedicure. And somebody came walking in with an Exotica shirt. And she's there, oh, that's your dad's porn convention.
Mate, thanks, Mom. Yeah.
And then she's driving. And she's there. Another time we're driving down the road and we saw a billboard. And I saw, I forgot who it was. She thought it was our friend Gabe. But it was somebody else that she'd met at some point on the billboard. And it's like, you know, but I said, okay, are you cool with it? You know, I explained it a little bit more. Yeah, look, it's a convention for adults. It's not a porn convention. There's, you know, adult stars there. There's, you know.
Yeah.
There's cars there. There's whatever. Anyway, that's their whole thing. So,
Sheena, what's your question?
What's the question that you get asked?
That's a really good one that you said, though, because when I did my Jubilee thing where people like zoomed in on me and asked me questions, that was the question that I got so much, and I had to answer it every single time, and it was so annoying. But I think like one thing that I get like super annoyed about that I just like I get all the fucking time is when dudes are like, how do I get into porn? How do I get in the industry? Like, that is something I always get. It's so fucking like, yeah, let me just
Dude,
sit here.
Dude, we get it. Like, so do guys roll up to you and they're like, yo, look at this dick pic. Like, I should be in porn, right? Like, look at my dick. Like, I mean, obviously, like, sign me up, right? Like,
we
get it. We are a trade show. People send us unsolicited dick pics on every social media platform. Like, and by the way,
you guys post beautiful women, so guys like see a post and they think that it's you.
Yeah, they think it's the
dude,
girl.
40. I'm a 42-year-old middle-aged white dude, and people are sending me their dick pics. Like, hey, look, you know, check this thing out. You know, and it's like, no, that's not like not okay. So I can only imagine what you guys deal with.
That leads us actually to our.
Great segue.
Our segment of Cat's Curious.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
So speaking of questions, so Kathy's my girlfriend. She's not in the business at all. We've been together for a long time, but she's always asking me just randomly, like, the craziest questions. Like, she's just curious about the industry. Even after 9 years, like, oh, hey, yeah, this. Hey, do girls have a bag of dicks in their nightstand drawer? That kind of thing. So just sorts of things. But anyway, her question this week was, and for you guys to answer, let me get it here because I'm very organized. Have you ever worked with somebody that you thought was going to be good and they just sucked, either in performance or looks or hygiene or something?
Yes.
What about it? What was your reaction? Go ahead. So Who's going? Sheena.
Yours sounds more interesting. You go.
I mean, it's just, and like, I mean, I don't want to put anyone on blast.
No, right? You don't need to blast anybody.
But, you know, I can tell you, a story of the very first time I was ever on a porn set. And, of course, I have these expectations of what the scene is going to go like. But the way the set is ran is she shoots multiple scenes in one day. And my scene happened to have been the last of the day because it was my first one. So I was just kind of watching everyone do what they were doing. And it was a girl-girl-boy anal scene. And the girl, like, just drank a bunch of coffee and, I don't know, did things that she wasn't supposed to do before an anal scene and had, like, the
worst baked beans
ever on set.
Wait, honestly, you blinked out. She had the worst...
Accident.
Okay.
She shit herself.
Like, but it wasn't just like a little bit. It was like an extreme. It was diary. So extreme. Yeah. And you know, it's so like, I feel so bad and so sad and everything worked out great or whatever in the end. And we, you know, no one says anything about that because it happens. But that was like, I was not expecting that. That was my very first scene ever. And I was just like, is this what anal is about?
Wait, so you were waiting on your scene. Your first scene was not anal.
I can't talk. I'm throwing up in my mouth.
You were in it.
Yeah, I was in
the scene. During your first scene?
I'm like, yeah, that was my very first scene I was ever in. She was doing the anal
did
first.
She shit on she was you?
Wait, no, so were you doing the anal second? Is that
like, ooh, look at that. And then it just came out everywhere.
Okay. We're gonna have to unpack this, Dan. So your first scene.
Let's not unpack anything anymore.
You were shooting. Don't unpack it. You were shooting an anal. Were you shooting the anal scene too? Were you like the.
Yes, but after she.
Talk about jumping in head first.
So wait,
like.
JJ, pause. All right. So wait. It was a threesome scene or something?
Yes, it was a girl, girl, boy, me, the girl, and the boy.
So when she shit, where were you?
First, and she was like riding him, and I was like on the side looking like, that's so hot. And then it just like all came down, and then everything had to be cleaned up because it was like a big mess. And I was like, do I have to do anal? And then the director was like, no, it's okay. We'll just do regular. And I was like, okay. And like, luckily you wouldn't be able to know which scene this was because my scenes are so out of order. You don't know what my first scene is or what is it. So like, you can't really clock which one it is, thankfully. But that was my first experience.
What I'm trying to put my finger on here is that your first scene, like getting in, was set to be an anal scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like, you're like, fuck it, yeah. I'm in, we're going for it.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna, you know, I had already been done anal before many times, so I was like, it's fine. When I learned that anal was like something serious that you needed to prep for was a scene that like, where it hurt really bad.
Like big dude? Okay.
Addison, you look horrified right now.
Oh my God, the imagery.
I'm just picturing something like spray painted on the wall. Like, just wait, like.
Who was the male star? Can you say that?
South Park or something terrible.
Can you say who the male star was?
No.
She doesn't even want to get anywhere close
does
to it.
Does he go by the name of Shit Dick now?
I mean, honestly, this might be a scene for a company that it wasn't even big that just happened to have found me on a weird website, and that scene might not even be anywhere.
Right.
You will never know.
Okay.
But just that's what happened. That was the first time, and you know, and after that, I had a horrible experience, so now everything is like super.
Right. No, you know what? It's like the bar was set really high for like your first experience, and like you're just like, holy fuck, is this what every day is going to be like? And then you realize like day number two wasn't anywhere near what day number one was.
Oh, yeah. Day number two was also anal, but it was just me, and it was great.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I don't know if there's somebody in the room, Bilal Misa or something, and said erotic chat.
Sounds like a dick pic.
It was very bourgeois comment.
I like
it. Obviously, she doesn't understand English and know what the fuck we're talking about.
It's lots of poop.
Madison.
So nothing quite that interesting.
Tell us about your greatest poop story.
Somebody that you're just like, okay, you know, this was, you know, you said yes, they're not on your no list. And then it happens or whatever, and you're just like, I just want out, just make this end.
Wasn't as good as you expected it to be.
You know, I actually, because I only shoot, it's called like content trade, so I shoot for like my own site. So I've actually never been on a professional porn set.
Okay.
So I get to pick the people I work with for now. And nothing too interesting, but I did webcam with a girl one time, and she, oh my God, it was just the fakest moaning I've ever heard in my entire life.
Please stop.
Bad. It was so bad. I was like, who is paying for this? What are you doing?
What did it sound like?
Oh, daddy. Oh. It was so
like, it was like some like Downton Abbey shit, or like what the fuck was that? It was like some Downton Abbey stuff.
Oh. Yes. Which, by the way, I just realized like 6 months ago that it's not Downtown Abbey.
No, it's Downton.
I know that now, Jay.
Downton.
No, it baffled me when I heard that too. It's like, what do you mean it's not Downtown Abbey?
It's like Downtown Abbey.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, well, this segment of Cat's Curious brought to you by Mr. Zilla. No, we will not have poop t-shirts.
No, there will be no poop. You know what? Vivid Radio never let us talk about poop. So when we started our own TV thing, we were like, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to talk about poop. Yeah, so
we did our show on Vivid Radio. We weren't allowed to talk about poop.
What happened to Vivid?
It's just not fun, you know. We
fucking Vivid.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
can you spill the tea for me? Or are you not allowed to spill the
What's
tea?
What's that with Vivid?
Yeah, like I actually just recently started listening to their stuff, and I was like, man, why is this all reruns of shows and stuff? And then I found out that that they weren't on air and that they probably weren't coming back. And I asked someone why, and they were like, I'm not allowed to stay. And I was like,
they don't know. I mean, from the inside we heard, I mean, we were just doing the show at the conventions, at the Exotica shows. So we just did our show like, you know, four times a year. But from what I was told,
still no poop,
is that, you know, there's still like social distancing. There's no way to really deal with people in the studio. And that's why they're playing reruns right now.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I know, they were signed up at least for this year to, you know, like they always are. They broadcast live from the Chatterbait booth at the Exotica conventions. And, you know, and as far as I know, they'll be doing that in 2021. But, you know, look, stranger things have happened.
It's a weird world.
Donald Trump's fucking president.
Yeah, I mean, who thought that was going to happen 10 years ago?
Oh, my God.
You know, Black Panther's dead.
But now I want my own.
You know, Black Panther's dead, but fucking, you know.
Really
bad.
Oh, I know.
Seriously, I don't even want to. We're just going to keep. We're going to go past that.
Too much grief. I know. Now we're all depressed. Like, what's
so? I want to try something new we haven't done here before. But you know, again, because it is kind of such a weird world that we're living in, I kind of came up with this new segment that I decided to call Weekly Update with Jay Handy. Okay, so I've kind of gone through and picked like, you know, a handful of like interesting news stories this week to kind of run through, hopefully some that you guys like have not seen. To start off, did you know that Family Guy has now brought in Sam Elliott to replace Adam West as the mayor of Family Guy? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I thought it was a great choice.
I'm more of a South Park girl myself, so I don't really keep up with Family Guy anymore.
I don't either, but I know who Adam West and Sam Elliott are.
Sam Elliott's the man. He's like, you know, I mean, from
What was the
Patrick Swayze movie? Roadhouse, of course.
Roadhouse.
Another thing that is kind of coming up, and you know, once we kind of get into that, back into the Vegas swing and stuff, the MGM just announced yesterday that they are going to adopt a smoke-free policy in their every casino that they own across the country. So, like,
I don't know if that will hurt them or help them financially, because I know cigarette smokers love their casinos.
Seriously, yeah, but I think they're kind of
I
using
haven't had a cigarette in 4 years.
4 years. They're nice right. job, Dan.
Years, I quit smoking.
Nice
that
job, Dan.
Four.
Seriously.
Actually,
I kind
4
of.
4 years and 3 days.
I think that the whole coronavirus thing with like the masks and stuff are going to make it really easy for them to like disallow smoking. And then, like, even when the masks go away, they're going to kind of be like, you know, sorry. It is what it is.
Next
you know?
Story.
All right, next one. So I'm sure you guys already know the U.S. plans to restrict access to TikTok and WeChat starting on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So they went through with that.
He's threatening. He's not going to be able to do that.
Explain restrict.
So far, they have not
downloaded the program.
They have not gotten response from like Apple or Google as to like them actually saying like, yeah, you're right. We're not going to let it. What their plan to restrict it is to take it off the App Store. So what that would mean is basically like you should download it now, even if you don't use it, whatever, you have it, but you'll never get an update for it. So even if it grows, it does whatever, like you're just kind of going to be stuck with. And I think they talked a little bit about like selling to Microsoft or Oracle or like Oracle's some shit.
I heard about
them.
They denied it.
Yeah,
oh.
From what I heard, Microsoft didn't want to buy TikTok.
Are you on TikTok?
I was. They banned me. Yeah, I was getting popping too. Like I was getting a lot of followers. Like the little month I was on there, like I felt.
And then it went away.
I popped my community.
But TikTok also is so strict with like showing anything. Like all the songs have to be really censored. There's like nothing sexual whatsoever.
It's weird. It sounds like it's like I don't know, like say China.
Yeah, right? Videos because I love TikTok. It's funny as fuck.
All right, so next up, another thing, Dan, that I wanted to bring up to you for your next future marriage, you can now rent the Wiener Mobile for free if you propose.
Happy
to
will be happy if
for
your
for if for a proposal. So
wait,
like,
does it get real dick?
No, it's like the Wiener Mobile, you know, like the hot dog, like Oscar Mayer hot dog.
Wiener Mobile.
Wiener Mobile.
Can you like stand on it though?
I guess.
It drives around the country.
Yeah, like I've actually pulled up alongside it on the interstate. But if you want to, you can sign up on their website and you can use it for a proposal to, you know.
I got
to
ask Kathy, because what would she like better? Because we also know the guy that has a DeLorean from Back to the Future. Batmobiles. He's got the mystery machine from Scooby-Doo.
What about those James Bond cars?
But does he have...
He doesn't have those. He's got the Flintstones car.
Does he have Kim Kardashian's sixth toe? That's the question. So today, Kim Kardashian posted a video to prove that she doesn't have a sixth toe. Apparently, like, there's been, like, some kind of, like, crazy, like... you know, rumor going around and like photos and stuff that like she has a sixth toe. And so apparently she posted a video today, showing that she only showed one foot. So maybe the other foot, you know,
why did she only show one foot? That is not proving anything.
He's like, I don't want those big guys to get too much. They better pay for that other foot.
No way, man. That, like, she didn't prove anything to me. Your other foot can have a sixth toe.
So, in kind of, you know, slowly, like, wrapping up our stories here, the other one was that Chuck E. Cheese's parent company wants to shred 7 billion tickets. Apparently, like, they have, like, this, like, since they've, like, gone out of business or, you know, claimed bankruptcy, they have, like, literally like a bazillion trailers filled with these fucking tickets that you get at Chuck E. Cheese, like when you like win free stuff or whatever. And they like, they don't know what to do with them. And they said it would cost $2.28 million to destroy the tickets.
Dude,
like, okay. I think that's okay.
We'll do it for $1 million, period.
It's
right. Which
why they say this, or $1 million less than CEC would have paid if the prize tickets were cycled through the entire supply chain. So, like, in other words, like, it costs more to get rid of them than it does to actually fulfill like what they were going to be able to collect. Like, think about it. That's how cheap your shit is at Chuck E. Cheese. Like, when you. But by the way, I think they're doing delivery now for the pizza. So, you know, if anybody has a real hankering for like some Chuck E. Cheese pizza, you know, there you go.
Are they really?
You know what's funny about their pizza though? So they weren't able to sell Chuck E. Cheese pizza at Postmates because who would buy that? But they renamed it Pasquale's Pizza.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And then people started ordering Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh my God. Yeah. And they got Chuck E. Cheese pizza. That's like the worst. It's like, all right, honey, let's try the new pizza place around the corner. I just saw it pop up. All right. So I'm going to end my, what do we call this thing? Weekly update with Jay Handy, with just the headline. And I won't give you any more information. You can go dig deep if you want to. Anchorage dentist who defrauded Medicaid and extracted patient's tooth while riding hoverboard sentenced to prison. So that's it for Jay Handy here on the weekly update with Jay Handy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Back to you, Dan.
I'm Jay Handy.
By the way, I actually have sound effects that play with this stuff. You guys just unfortunately can't hear them. So they were actually like pretty good.
Did you get Kathy's theme song in?
Oh, yeah. I got it in.
Right. She'll believe me, she'll be watching it later. I'm and sure she will. She'll want to see how it goes. So thank you for answering your questions, Jay. Thank you for that trip around the world. We got to think of something better than weekly update.
Weekly update with Jay Handy. Instead of weekend update like Saturday Night Live and Jack Handy like Saturday Night Live, I did weekly update by Jay Handy.
You know what you could do is like you could, but you could spell like weekly W-E-A-K.
You know what? We got to get the Chirons coming in and all kinds of fucking shit going on. Yeah. Usually by this time, I'm 45 minutes into this show. Like, you know, I'm just lucky to click the right buttons.
The edible kicked in, just saying.
He ate an edible. Good for you. I hope you're having a good time.
I am. So speaking of having a good time, Madison, I was on your Twitter, you know, trying to learn more about you because basically the only thing that your publicist gave me was that you're a fire truck with a large gluteus maximus and you're sometimes referred to as a Nicolas Cage of Cam. But so two things that I found interesting. One, your Twitter, you like, what's up? Did you just start with Twitter? Because you got like, you know, you're like 60,000 people on Twitter, but you're like over 1 million on Instagram.
That's because I kind of left my Twitter alone for a couple years and wasn't active on there. So I only really started messing with Twitter, probably about like 3 to 6 months ago.
But there's a bunch of stuff on Twitter. There was a bunch of shit with you and Riley Reed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Elsa Jean. Mm-hmm. And Sheena.
And Sheena.
Who else have you worked with from the business, like doing stuff on Cam and whatnot?
And by stuff, we mean vagina stuff.
He means vagina stuff.
Lady performers. That's what you're asking.
Lady performers, sure. I guess, yes.
She's worked with really good big male performer names, too. I think those are honorable. No.
Stu?
Stu. Lee, Johnny Stu? Luna Star, Elsa, Riley. I'm forgetting somebody. Britannia. Else. Britannia.
So, see, we asked the question earlier, like, did somebody not live up to, like, your expectations going on to, like, to shoot with somebody? So, apparently, these guys did match up to your expectations. Okay.
They were all cool.
All right. Very cool.
If I didn't think they were cool to work with, I just wouldn't have mentioned them. the lit guy. Oh, yeah. He's in this band called Attila.
Yeah. He's pretty well-known, I would say.
Yeah.
Who is this? What was his
Attila?
Name?
Attila?
So he was in he still is in a really popular band that we listened to in high school. And then, I don't know, about 6 months ago, he was like, I want the world to see my wiener. And he kind of broke into, like, the OnlyFans game.
What band is he in?
It's called Attila.
Attila.
The band is called Attila also.
Yeah. His name is Attila. The band is called Attila.
Attila, Bad Habits. Okay. I'm seeing their music videos. Yeah. Interesting. And he just decided
to go for music. What kind of music are they?
Kind of like metalcore, screamo.
Men, you guys are both into like metalcore?
Pardon? Sorry.
Because you guys look like complete opposites right now. Am I the only one who thinks that, Jay?
No, I think you're...
Really? I used to kind of look more like Sheena back in the day. Like I had like the black hair and like the multicolored stuff. And my old webcam manager advised me to kind of change my look. And he was like, well, I don't think... As he just told me, like, oh, I think you should do, like, more of a bombshell look. So I was kind of forced out of that look, unfortunately.
We need you to look more like a dump truck.
A fire truck
with a large gluteus maximus.
A truck in general.
Yes. A truck, any truck.
Fire truck because of her fire red hair.
So fire truck in a large... So have you always had a large gluteus maximus? Have you worked on it since then? Like, or is it just like a natural kind of like, it's a natural beauty?
I got really lucky. Like really, really lucky.
You won the genetics lottery?
I got really lucky. I wasn't born with titties. So I have that like disease where the girl has a great ass and no titties or vice versa.
I mean, that's a pretty okay disease sometimes though.
Body of small titties, small waist, big ass and thighs. Like I think it is so, so cute. It's like my favorite.
Amen,
body.
Sister. Absolutely.
Yeah, like but like I if I were able to like take more fat of me and put it in my ass and thighs, I think I would have like my ideal body.
Imagine if people could just redistribute the fat. They were like, you know what, I'm going to take
fat. Back alley, you bust out the syringes, you're like, all right, where do you want it?
I want that so bad.
Yeah, but like, you know what?
I take someone else's fat that they don't want and put it in me that I do want.
No, like, see, I'm saying, like, you have to take the fat out of you. So it's like, you know what? Okay, like, I'm going to turn my ass down, like, 6%. I'm going to put 3% into my lips and 2% into my tits, you know, like, and be able to, like, dial it up or dial it down. The problem is I think a lot of people have, like, this weird body, like, dysmorphia thing that, like, you'd have a lot of really weird-looking people walking around.
Or do you think everyone would actually look the same? Because have you noticed girls who get a lot of surgery, you kind of go for the same features. Like you get like a small nose, big lips, big tits, big ass, small waist. So do you think everyone would actually look really similar?
I think that it's a lot like matching up a Trump supporter. Like I think that like there's only like 30% of the world that's going to actually believe that shit. You know, so like, you know, some people, yeah, they're, you know, oftentimes like celebrity or have like the, you know, the Kim Kardashian look or whatever it is. But
yeah,
I think
Kim Kardashian though.
But I think like a large chunk of America looks at that and they're like, I would never want to look like that. Like
but there was a time, right, where it had to be like the small ass. Like big asses weren't in vogue like years ago.
Dude, think about like the 90s. Like,
you think it was
like
Mix-a-Lot?
Oh, yeah. I think he started the whole fucking thing because people didn't care about big asses. And then that song came out. People started singing it, dancing to it. It just kind of got
Yeah. No, it's, dude, that was my childhood right there.
By the way, we've tried to have Mix-a-Lot at shows.
He doesn't leave Seattle.
Perform on the stage, but he won't fly anywhere. He lives in Seattle. And when we did a show in Portland last year, we looked into it, but he was already booked. He couldn't do the show.
He refuses to get on an airplane.
Whereas we were supposed to have Tone Loc at our Chicago show years ago, and he couldn't get on an airplane because he was getting, I believe, arrested because he wouldn't give up his weed or something.
No, he showed up without a driver's license. He showed up without a driver's license and tried to fight his way through. It didn't work.
I'm Funky Colt Medina.
They don't care.
No, they could care less. Like,
it's not like it's Kanye.
And by the way, it's like LAX. So, like, do they really think that like Tone Loc is like, you know, like they see name like real names come through?
Kanye was just came through TSA 15 minutes ago. You know, you're Tone Loc. You know, we don't need you.
Right. Right. Truth. Yeah, they don't care who you are. They're not losing their job for you.
What do you guys think of OnlyFans? Because I know there's been like a whole bunch of shit, and we talk about OnlyFans every week because let's face it, that's pretty much how everybody camming. That's it, right? So
I mean, it's cool for now. Like for now, it's cool, and it is what it is. And then like everything changes up. Give it another 4 or 5 years, it's going to be changed up. So it's cool for now.
It's a new premium Snapchat.
Yeah, and before premium Snapchat, there was this and that. And, you know, it's like it's fine. It's fine for now. Like when you're in the adult industry, you kind of gotta keep up with the times.
Yeah, so, I like OnlyFans.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more celebrities showing up on OnlyFans now too, right?
Yeah, they really have. Like they put Tyga on there a few days ago. Obviously, Bella Thorne. They put Cardi B. There's other people really.
A lot of sex workers think that it's gonna push us out.
What do you think? I mean, do you guys think it will?
Would help. I think any publicity helps.
No, I mean, do you think it's going to be
that people do sex worker things and don't have to live the realities of being a sex worker? I feel like you should stay in your own lane, in my opinion. No, but that's what I think. I just think, like, you know, we're in such a taboo society right now anyway. And like, no matter what, I'm going to look like a piece of shit to most of the world. And so you're like coming in and making $2 million in 2 days, yet you don't really have to. This is just haha fun experiment for you. You don't have to. There's like sex workers out there who are really struggling to pay their bills every day, who make content, who do this, and they're not making shit. You know what I mean? So I think it's just better if they just don't.
Just don't.
If I could make an easy couple million, I would.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I don't know. It's just the thing is like when you don't have to live the realities of it, it's kind of like, what are you doing?
Well, like Cardi B started out as a stripper. So, I mean, she's always like kind of, you know, and she's just somebody who.
I adore Cardi B.
She probably, somebody pointed this out too. She probably would, I feel like maybe be, I don't know, personally, but probably be down to post more stuff. But she probably, if I had to guess, like has like some sort of like contract with her record label where she can't do a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, she was at
Sam Soda. Like that's cool. Like if you're doing it and you're like really putting yourself out there, then cool. But if you're scamming and ruining, I don't know. I didn't see it.
Is this big?
I have no idea. I didn't see it. But who
was it with Cam Soda? You said
Aaron Carter.
Yeah. So.
That kid.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, that's cool if you're actually doing
Aaron Carter.
It.
He was the dude from the Backstreet Boys, like little brother.
People, it's weird.
So is he still on? Like, is he like still doing his thing, or did he just come on once or twice and was done with it?
I think he has like an OnlyFans, and then he did. I think Cam Soda paid him to do a show, but that was so recently that.
Did he show his junk?
Yeah, he jerked off for everybody.
I guess.
Yeah, he really, from what I heard, he put on a full show. So
that's well, hold on just a second here. I'm just gonna go ahead and look that up now.
Here's an interesting thing.
Aaron Carter's dick.
Yeah. I got a question for Madison.
Yeah.
So Madison, with all these celebrities doing stuff, what would you do if Nicolas Cage actually started doing cam?
I think on principle, I would have to bang Nicolas Cage on camera.
I'd agree. It'd be like two
interesting not to.
Two people like enter, one person leaves.
You know, he was kind of cute national treasure. He was like very, you know, smooth, and they tried to, you
she
know,
wants make a daddy his, right now. Anyway.
I do. I love older guys, so I could get into it.
How about, say, 42, 43-year-old white guys that own large conventions? You ever thought about that? I mean, I'm married, but aside from that, you know. It's 43?
About his 43? Damn self.
Yeah, oh, okay. All right.
You see this? You see these grays?
You can get it.
That's right. See?
All right, I'm down.
That's what I'm talking about.
Dude, Nicolas Cage is cool. Nicolas Cage was going to be Superman at one time.
What's that? Sorry, Superman.
Nicolas Cage was going to be Superman at one time. Did you know
that?
Yeah,
wasn't he?
He wasn't good looking enough. Superman's fucking hot.
Leaving Las Vegas. Greatest Nicolas Cage movie ever.
Superman in general, like a man who plays Superman has to have like an extreme jawline.
Yeah. About like Christopher Reeve, the original Superman guy that got paralyzed? You know him?
Yeah. What's his name?
Well, I know who it is. Christopher Reeves. But Christopher Reeves. Oh, she knows who it is.
I mean, that's like the only look of Superman. Dark hair, like muscle bound, you know, whatever. You can't have like...
eyes, I'm guessing, but yeah, just super all-American.
I mean, the guy who plays Superman...
Allergic to kryptonite?
New Batman movies does a great job, and he looks just like Superman.
I'm Batman.
I like Batman movies.
Pattinson coming soon.
Oh, our paths.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
A 14-year-old self is, like, dying inside of happiness.
Yeah.
He's what?
Of which, what was it?
Robert Pattinson, New Batman.
See, that I don't like that.
You can't say you don't like it until you see it.
All the time, like, no, fuck this. He's not our Batman.
The only one you could decide wasn't going to work was was Ben Affleck, period.
No, I think Ben Affleck did a decent job.
No, he should.
I'm so sorry. What'd you say?
I don't
Ben
know.
Affleck did a decent job, right?
I didn't mind. Like, I honestly did not mind. I'm more of a Marvel girl myself, but like, I don't mind whoever plays Batman. You know, I don't care. It's not that big of a deal to me. To me, all you got to do is, and you're Batman.
That's actually
you
should be the new Batman. But
you know who should be Batman?
I think I should.
Matt Damon. No.
Well, now they're switching all the stuff. They're like, this person is going to be a woman, like in this like new franchise. Like it could happen.
That would be so.
So, if you could be a superhero, what superhero would you be, and what?
And why?
And why?
A real one or a fake one?
Real one.
Like one that's already in a comic book.
No, one that you could make up yourself. Go ahead.
You got to give her a name.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I would be Captain America's wife, whoever she would be. That's whatever she would do. Anything
Captain America's wife. So, and what would your superpower be?
Fucking Captain America. Really.
Superhero fucking. There you go. Okay, that's actually
you're
the
like
right answer.
Flying, so when you like get on top, you're like flying, so you have like infinite energy.
You have like magic pussy muscles or something? Like
I'd be Nicki Cage.
Okay. And what would your superpower be?
And what would your superpower be?
Going bankrupt in every city like Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. And that'd be my superpower.
Bad movie choices. Dude, why does Nicolas Cage get such a bad rap? Seriously, let's like
because really at the end of the day.
Hold on. I'm the movie guy here, so.
Yeah.
He's Francis Ford Coppola's nephew, right? Did you know that?
No, I did not.
I had no idea.
His real name is Nicholas Coppola.
Oh, cool. I have no idea.
Am I educating people here?
Okay. Okay.
Fucking trivia.
Tell us about the Coppola.
His first movie was Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, that's great. I had no idea.
One of Coppola's like stoner buddies.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he did, what was it? The other movie that he did, Valley Girl. That was like his big like claim. That's when he did it. Now forget about that. But now that he. National Treasure movies were entertaining, were they not?
They were pretty good.
They were good to watch in history class.
Instead of your other shit.
Yeah, like that's the only time I've seen National Treasure in history class in high school.
Wasn't he Elvis?
Tell me that in America they showed National Treasure in history class in a high school?
Yeah, yep. It's 100% accurate. We didn't even go to the same high school. One time we watched Mulan in history class. He's like, we're gonna watch a movie about ancient Chinese democracy.
And we wonder why 35 to 40% of the country is so fucking gullible that they will fall for absolutely anything. Like, it's all about the educational system, people. If we don't realize this now, we're all in trouble.
No, but it's even worse now with, like, you know, again with my kids. It's just, you know, it's just very difficult right now for the virtual learning, and a lot of teachers are just phoning it in too. I respect the fuck out of teachers that still are doing this, and especially the ones that are putting themselves, you know, working in the freaking schools right now, because that's fucking insane. But
my nephew's in school, like he's literally in second grade, and he goes to school. They have to wear masks all day long.
Yeah, I think private schools can kind of do what they want, but yeah, virtual learning, I don't know, anybody does
it. Yeah, like my son, he's starting college next week, actually. That's all virtual.
I locked my kids in their bedroom. Yeah, I'm going to let them out for like Thanksgiving.
Senior year got fucked up. I mean, that's a whole other story. My daughter, yeah, she's losing her mind because, like, I actually let her, like, do her virtual school. She's over, we're at her friend's house all day today. Okay. Like, got up, went over to her friend's house just so they could be, like, you know, around people.
It's a little bit more normal.
Yeah, and it's just, but I mean, but I've actually heard, like, somebody was complaining because in an art class, a friend of mine was telling me their son or daughter's art class, the teacher was just playing freaking YouTube, telling them to go watch YouTube videos.
Oh, man. Like, they don't already do that all day.
Like, yeah, wait, you're like, going to go watch Bob Ross. Okay, we're going to paint a happy little cloud, and, you know.
No, they're watching Jake Paul, like, you know, do some stupid shit.
Jake. Dude, that's the whole.
So honestly, though, if I was a teacher, that would be me. I'd be like, go watch your YouTube, kids.
Go watch Mulan.
You want to learn about China? Yeah, here you go.
When you're done with that, watch Moana and learn about the Pacific Islands.
It's accurate.
Learn about Oceania, and then, you know, biology class, you know, you learn about oceanography from watching The Little Mermaid.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I don't know what he's talking about.
You watch Little Mermaid to learn about the ocean.
Little Mermaid. Finding Nemo? Finding Nemo's not horribly inaccurate. It could be worse.
That's true.
Dude, when my kids were smaller, I would always like start the DVD on the second chapter of Finding Nemo. Like, okay, we're going to school. I wouldn't let them watch where the kids, like, yeah, where the mother dies. And then as they got older, they watched it, and they like, wait, the mother died?
Man Before Time. No, you gotta let your kids.
That was man. That was. It's.
You gotta go through it, and they gotta go
that,
through
that
it.
That shit is an equation.
Mufasa, Land Before Time, Bambi.
Bambi.
All of the moms die, so they gotta go through Nemo's mom dying.
Why did the dad die?
But actually, Walt Disney, I guess, had a big hang up because I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but allegedly his mother died in a fire. And after that, he was like, you know what? Fuck all of you who have two parents. That's just not right. We're killing the parents.
I didn't know until then.
I did not know that.
That's sad.
And it's always in the first 10 minutes. You're like, what am I watching?
Totally.
Why is my kid watching this?
I saw Bambi at the drive-in when I was a kid. When
you're like, drive-in?
Like, literally, like, you know, now all of a sudden drive-ins are like the new thing again. Like, but when I was a kid, like.
Oh, hell yeah.
Growing up, I went to the drive-ins all the time. Like, I went to the drive-ins in Barstow. Like,
it's a dollar drive-in
with my parents.
So you'd go, and it was a double feature, and like it was a kids movie first, and then it was an adult movie after. And so my parents would be like, "All right, cool." Like, we'd go, we'd watch Bambi, and then they'd be like,
"You
they'd be like, get in the back seat and go to sleep. And you're like, okay.
Deep throat's coming on next.
No, not quite. No, it was probably like some other, like, you know, fucking ridiculous, like 80s, whatever.
That is so funny.
But like, yeah, and so like you'd try and like stay awake and like listen to, like, you know, it would last like 5 minutes and you'd fall asleep, but...
Yeah, that was like kind of the same as growing up. Me and my little brother go to drive-ins with our parents, and it would be like some movie that we would really like first, but by the end of the movie, we'd always knock out in the back seat. My parents would watch some other like movie. I remember I saw some movie, but I remember the second movie was A Walk to Remember, and I remember I stayed up and watched it because I liked it so much. I was like, this is a good one, but I've seen A Walk to Remember in drive-ins.
So.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
Dude, it's a Christian as fuck movie, though. Like, it seems like you don't have to be watching it.
Speaking of Christian as fuck, so I'm looking at the chat room, which is usually a dumpster fire. We have our regulars in there that tune in every week. But at Carmen Gonzalez asks, in this order, have y'all repented and received Jesus as your Savior? Then,
yes.
Madison, the girl with the red hair looks like Jennifer Lopez.
same guy.
And then the third comment, same person. And then next, repent of your sins.
I'll work on that.
He needs to repent on his sins for being a fucking moron.
Daddy on the block will think of it first.
He's I wonder how he stumbled onto our video feed.
Talking about, like, that makes no sense.
Maddie on the block.
I'm gonna take it. Shush.
That is, like,
don't argue him.
Maddie on the block. I like it.
Beautiful as fuck, but it ain't that. She don't look like that.
I know, but thank you. What are some other comments? Anybody said anything saucy?
Somebody just saucy. I don't know. Let's see. Oh wait, here's something.
Some up.
90% of celebrities are stuck up their own ass.
We see a lot of highs and a lot of like hello and like a lot of like thumbs ups. Like,
where is live on? I don't know what you guys are streaming it on.
Periscope, too.
Periscope, Instagram, or sorry, Periscope, Twitter, Facebook,
Twitter,
and YouTube.
We're taking a video.
The best actor is Brutch Stern. Who's Brutch Stern?
I don't know.
Deal or No Deal said.
Can I get sure. Okay. And who is this?
Brock Storm.
Oh, Storm?
I have no idea. And he also said the next James Bond will be Idris Elba. Oh my God! So anyway, Jay, how did our? By the way, Jay, I know we got to wrap up. How did our investment work this week? Oh, they froze.
Sorry, what's up?
You're good now.
Sorry. Yeah. Our monetary, we took all of our life savings of all the tips that we've gotten out of Exotica TV, and we dumped them all into cryptocurrency about like 3 weeks ago. Now, mind you, that was a whopping total of like $75. So like,
this is what we have left.
Not really a big investment. So Dan, I'd like to report that as of today, we are 0.33% up for a whopping total of 24 cents more than what we were last week. So we're up to a total of 73.51. Here we go. Okay. We're obviously thinking pizza party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. You know what? We could get more pizza for that.
We're going to, what was it? Pasquale's?
Pasquale's.
Pasquale's Pizza, we're going to get it from.
Absolutely.
Also, I know you have 1 million followers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We have 0 right now because they terminated our Instagram. So anybody gets our Instagram back, $2,000.
I'll shout you out.
Well, listen, what we could really use you for is we started this new brand that we're doing while Exotica is kind of on pause called Mr. Zilla. And that we actually have an Instagram page for at Mr. Zilla, MisterZilla. It's all spelled out. And until they find out that it's actually the Exotica guys, and then they'll probably shut us down. But
undercover right now. You're hiding.
Those are all the things that we need. We have like what, 1.2 million followers on Twitter. And so when you start a new like social media network, all of a sudden I'm on Instagram and it's like, I'm like talking to myself with like You know, it's really weird to go from 1.2 million to zero. We're like the
Val Kilmers of Twitter.
Anything
we can do. I had so much fun at your guys' show, man, in Chicago in 2014. It was literally like one of the highlights of my career of going. Like, I had fucking blast. That was like when I started the industry in late 2013. So that was like the first like convention thing I did besides the AVN that year. But this was the first signing. I signed for Burning Angel, and it was just fun.
Oh, Joanna. Joanna snatched it. You're lucky. If you had gone to Exotica before you had gotten into the adult business, she probably would have snatched you there, because that's what what Joanna does. She like...
She does. She should be... Everyone says she should be like a madame.
Dude, it's
crazy. She could be my madame.
It's funny because we'll be like, you know, all of a sudden, like, I'll be flipping through something. I'm like, that person looks familiar. And I'll like look a little closer. I'm like, that girl was an Exotica hottie at Exotica New Jersey last year. And then she'll be like, hey, I'm a Burning Angel now. And I'm like, Joanna fucking snatches. She's
like out there scouting.
She gets the hooks in and like, you know, there you go. But Joanna's awesome.
I mean, you're trying to pick up, you know, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
I get those girls.
I went, and that was the first, it was in Chicago, and that was the first time and last time I've ever been to one of your shows, but I always tell myself I'm going to go, like, every year to New Jersey.
Well, listen, now you have that much more of a reason to.
Check out our website, exoticaexpo.com. Sheena, remind everybody where they can find you online, social media, all that fun stuff.
Well, really, if you just want to make it easy, just go to xxxsheenarose.com, and literally my links to everything is going to be there. From my social media to like where you can find my content. So
you're
SheenaRose.com.
Your usernames are hilarious, because I was like, as I was typing these things in, I'm like, Sheena X Sheen, X Sheen, X Sheen, Sheen Rose. Sheen.
Dude. It's so funny because I've always been Sheena Rose, and then I changed my name to hide from the government a little bit.
Right.
And then so I changed it to Sheen, and then I literally rebranded myself that without even knowing. Because now when I go and shoot with people, they're like, Sheen, or like people see me at AVN or something, they're like, hey, Sheen, and I'm like,
yeah.
Madison, where can everybody find you online?
All right, so Instagram is at Madison Morgan X, like X marks the spot, and only one X. Twitter is Madison Morgan XO, hugs and kisses, and onlyfans.com/Madison Morgan.
And where do you camp mainly?
Streammate.
Again, Christoph, say happy birthday to Christoph. It was his birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday!
Oh, man, we're all earning brownie points here.
So, Jay, our happy hour-ish is an hour and 13-ish.
We did good, Danny boy. Great episode.
We made it. No major problems. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure. You on Exotica TV. Hopefully, we'll see you at an Exotica soon when the world stops burning.
2021, right? Will you guys rethink?
We're back. We got five shows in the pipeline for 2021. So, we just need this shit to like... We need the rest of the world to cooperate with us, so.
Mask up, motherfuckers.
Seriously. Put your goddamn masks on and go vote in November.
Stop being fucking stupid.
Right. Pull together.
Don't go down to the Jersey Shore because some fucking asshole YouTuber's down there without your mask. Yeah. I'm talking to you, millennials. This boomer says, cut the shit.
Boomer Dan.
Boomer
Dan.
I think a lot of boomers who are out here supporting Trump are masked not wearers, okay? Let's not get that. There's a lot of fuckery out here.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Fuckery.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Danny boy.
Jay.
Yeah, man.
You know what we say. Stay safe.
Stay sexy.
See you later.